from CrossFit to yoga and parenthood to running a team. Your life and business mesh just like your favorite ice cream tastes better with chocolate sauce. I'm Meg, and I'm here to help you see every piece of your life, every piece of your business, and every piece of even the places we may not want to look. All of these pieces come together to draw up a beautiful boat, a beautiful ship that will take you through the sailing seas to your version of success, whatever that may look like for you. As a business leadership mentor, I believe that you are already abundant, balanced, and courageous as fuck. And it is always amazing to compound on that, continue binging stories, divine downloads, meet new abundant and balanced leaders, and learn new lessons through the inspired journey you are taking. That's what this podcast is going to be all about. So if you're ready to dive in to what it means to be a peaceful warrior in your business leadership journey, let's go ride the waves together. Hello, beautiful souls, peaceful warriors, kings and queens. I want to say a huge welcome back. If you are coming back from a previous season, welcome. We are in season 3 now, and I am so excited about what is coming in our time together. So if you've been with me in the past, welcome back. If you're new here, welcome in. This community and really like everyone who listens, everyone who binges, everyone who shares this podcast with another human being, or maybe on your stories, or maybe on your socials, wherever you're sharing it, what we're doing is we're actually building a community of peaceful warriors. We're building a community of more and more within the world who are abundant, balanced, courageous as fuck, more spiritual entrepreneurs who are gaining clarity, more human design lovers who can become more self-aware and work through what's going on internally. So it's so cool. In each season, you're really going on a journey with me in my Viking princess warrior ship, because that's the ship that I have built for myself. And you are building your ship of your own along the way. So welcome, welcome, welcome. Let's go ahead and dive in. I'll share with you what's new in my world, and I cannot wait to hear more of what is new in your world. All right, we are back. We are back in business. Celebrate with me. The podcast is back. All right, so today, you guys, I just want to give you a little bit of a story, like what has been going on in Meg's world in the last almost year. It's almost been a year. So thank you everyone for like coming in, coming back in, supporting the podcast. I love the community that we are building here. And so let's go ahead. Like, let's just jump into it. Around February last year is when I started to make, you know, consistent 10K months. And this isn't going to be all about money. It's just there's a story and a lesson here. And the lesson being that when you grow, so there's like so many people who want to like make those consistent 5, 10, 20K months, right? Like as you're listening, you're probably like, yeah, that's me. And I'm going to relate it to parenting, which I talk about your business being your baby already. If you haven't heard that analogy, it's somewhere. And the thing is that when you're a child, like when a baby is born and everyone's like, oh, are they sleeping through the night? And the parent's like, no, they're not. It's terrible. Like, I can't wait till they're, you know, 2 years old and they sleep through the night. And they get to 2 years old and the 2 year old is throwing tantrums and like jumping into places that they shouldn't jump into and all of the things. And they're like, oh my gosh, can they just be five already and heading off to kindergarten? And the point really is that it's never the way that you want it to be. Hold, please. Like, just wait for it. It's never the way that you want it to be. And the biggest shift here is like, oh my gosh, but what if we're right where we need to be? What if what is going on in my life, in my business, in my child, again, use this analogy wherever you need to. What if I'm exactly where I'm meant to be and that like everything is totally and completely perfectly working out for me? So in that example, the parents say, oh, we're not sleeping through the night. And I'm like really, really loving the baby snuggles. Like that is just, I know I'm not going to get those back again. Right. Or as the 2 year old, they're like, oh my gosh, like this is wild. And it's so hilarious. I'm like so entertained by watching my child. I don't even watch TV anymore. Like I got all the entertainment I need right here. Right. So it is, it's like so much about perspective. So when you get to these 10K months or these like higher income months, whatever that is for you, you will also receive a set of new instructions. And that's where I was last February, March-ish timeframe, where I was like, oh, okay, I really enjoy doing this podcast and there's newness in my life. There's newness in my child. They're growing and I get to reassess. I get to reassess what the needs are at this stage of development. And so what was really important at this time frame, this juncture, was to create easy pathways for people to come through. So meaning like a funnel, okay? Like a funnel, like an assistant who is coming in and doing like all the activities that I don't necessarily want to do. You know, things like web design and those sorts of things. Not my zone of genius, right? I'm like, that feels hard to me. So I want to just like give that part away. Can I just pay someone, right? And the other, you know, some of the other things, I'm just trying to give you guys like real tangible examples. Oh, contracts. Contracts feel like work to me. And that can be a whole other episode. If you guys haven't seen The Comeback, there is a just $49 course on my page right now. I can't promise that it's going to be that way when you listen to this. I just, the price is raising up whenever I want it to. But it is amazing. All about contracts, all about like creating the simplest and easiest ways for people to say yes to you while also respecting your boundaries and ensuring that your business is safe. Again, whole nother podcast episode. So anywho, I was like, all right, let me like get people to do these things. Help me out here, like create, like get an actual system in place. And that's where my focus and attention went to. Then the other part of it was also, all right, now that I am secure, and this is like a very, very important piece of leadership, which is the main focus of what we really do talk about here. It's self-leadership, it's leadership of teams, it's leadership of your families. When you are finally safe and secure, right? Like money is flowing in, as the example for business. Now you're in overflow. And so where does this money get to go? Where do you get to put your time, attention, and focused energy into? And for me, those of you that know, I've been building an agency in the background for a while. So the next part, like the next most important part to me was launching the agency and making sure that the world could know all of these beautiful souls that I have been like had the pleasure of being in space with over, you know, however long it was at that point, like almost a year, where we'd just been like cultivating this community together and witnessing each other and referring each other. And now I just wanted like the whole world to know who they were. So I had a massive launch. We had a massive launch in May. So a lot of my focus, time, energy, and attention went to that. Well, I learned from that launch what people sign up for when it comes to an agency and what they really are actually looking for. And I talk about nervous system regulation a lot. If you haven't heard me talk about this before, welcome. This is an important topic. Very, very important topic, especially if you have big freaking goals. So in this launch, like I told everyone, I was like, I honestly felt like I was birthing a child. Like I had to breathe through that so much. And here was the reason why. And this is, you know, a place where I got to grow in my leadership. Essentially, I was like, if this doesn't work, then I've failed all of these people. And none of them were thinking that, you know, they were like, thanks for like showcasing me. Thanks for putting my name out there. Thanks for putting my picture up and like, thank you for showcasing me. Right. But my littler self thought, if I don't get this just right, I have like screwed everyone over. And so if you're a leader of teams, if you're a leader of a business, you will resonate with that, right? And if you're a true heart-centered leader, you really will resonate with that. So after this experience, and also it had been something that I'd been toying with already, because we all deal with like upper limit stuff, right? And so when you hit an upper limit, like this is also your sign to relax into your feminine. And so I had decided after this launch, you know, whatever happens next, that I'm taking time off from my business essentially. And what that looked like for me was just taking the summer off with my kids and playing with them and working only with my private clients. And like just focusing and spending time with myself. Now, is this absolutely essential for you? I would say it really depends. Like one of the things that I notice we do when we listen to other people's stories is we say, oh, I have to do it just like they did. And I'm going to just say, no, you don't. Again, this is why I love human design, because we can really take a good look at what is going to work for you. So if it helps for any of your references, I am a 3-5 mental projector, and rest and space are really, really healthy and beneficial for me. Now, rest is truly for everyone, but you may not need to take an entire summer off. So use your own self-leadership, your own sovereignty to make these types of decisions. That's a little, just a little counter there. Okay, so did this launch, took the time off over the summer, really focused on me, my family, and only my private clients. And, you know, I did the things that felt easy, which for me were like posting on social media once in a while. And then I decided, okay, Meg, you have so many tools and resources, like so much in your pocket around marketing and messaging and human design. And let's like take all of that and do a bigger launch than we've ever done before and make it for the agency. So I went ahead and I like literally took every tool out of my tool belt to create this launch, because I was like, let's just experiment and let's just play and let's have fun with this. And the results were so interesting, you guys. But what I will say is that is when we hit the 6 figures that like everyone's always, you know, yearning for, right? And what I want to tell you about that experience in general, that I was like, I'm not doing that again. But I had already had another launch plan for the agency, like back to back. So obviously I was like, I'm not doing that again. And here we go. Because
the thing is you as a leader, you do what you say you're going to do and you show up to your fullest in every capacity. And so having this downtime and then going back to back launch was such an interesting experience. And I learned so much, things that we're going to go over in the podcast this season, as far as marketing tools, as far as leading a team, as far as money mindset, nervous system regulation, all of the things. We're going to dive into those. And right now I'm recapping you, getting you all caught up on what is new over here. Now, this launch, it all was like, wow, crazy amazing. This is exciting, right? And then we had these whole new programs to run. We had these whole new clients to work with. And there's so much here, but one of the clients that we worked with decided that she wanted a full refund after we had spent over a month and a half, like doing essentially everything for this client. And so that's also a whole nother podcast episode, but guess what happened to my nervous system then, you guys? Dun, dun, dun. You guessed it. I had to really, really, really regulate big time. And this is a lot about what the comeback is about, is regulating your nervous system, handling conflict revolution instead of just resolution. That was big. That was a big one. And then like the contracts and terms and conditions that can really save your booty. So many lessons learned, you guys. And, you know, I just kind of thought like, oh my gosh, this is the end. Like, this is it. This is Meg. You better go find a job. You better, like, you all know we have like these split second thoughts. And the reason I find it so important to give you all this background is because I want you to know that everyone has feelings, has these like emotional moments, and it's your choice. It is your choice if you want to stay there and unpack your bags or if you want to move through it. And so, you know, I did. I moved through it. And what came from it was so beautiful and so amazing and something that I really not in a million years would have thought of myself being. But then I look at my human design and I'm like, oh my gosh, it makes so much sense. Why didn't I see this before? And I do. I relate this also to being pushed off a cliff. You get pushed off a cliff, it like feels like crap and you want to just like tend to your owies, but then you look up and you notice where you are and you notice how beautiful the surroundings are and you realize maybe I wasn't pushed off the cliff. Maybe it wasn't so much that instead God actually was trying to show me where I was meant to be. And so in this time frame, I had about four different clients come to me like randomly. Some of them had been in my world, some of them were brand new, that were looking for couples support while building their business, that were looking for full team support while building their business. And I got to take them on as clients. And it was like a surprise to me. I was like, wow. And as we got to working together and doing the things together, it was like, this is so beautiful and so powerful. And actually, maybe this is exactly where I'm meant to be. And I still have all of my marketing offers as well. Of course, there's that too. But it was like this burr, up and down. And you know, again, I'm a third line. So this is part of the process. But it was so beautiful. So now here I am in this expanded niche, reconfiguring what's the messaging that I use, what's the marketing strategy. And I'm like, wah. And this is when you get into this, like, oh, what's the strategy? This is how you know that you're in lack, right? And I'm like, but wait, Meg, like all of these people literally just showed up in your life and said, hey, I want to work with you, and it was super easy. So how much easier can it get? Oh yeah, I don't have to play that strategy, masculine tactics game anymore. I can simply show up as me and allow, trust that the perfect people are coming to find me. So that was like a short recap of everything that's happened. Now we're here. We're focused on, you guys, like all of the things. We're going to talk nervous system regulation. We're going to talk communication. We're going to talk relationships. We're going to talk sales. Next month inside of ABCAF, next month, it's February 29th as I say this. So tomorrow, tomorrow inside of ABCAF, we'll be starting Magic Money March. And this is going to be all around the money mindset and sales specific situations that we can use that are like balanced, healthy, masculine, feminine energy. And so again, I went from in a little over a year, I went from working with only projectors on building their businesses to working with all types of humans, digging into their strengths, doubling down on their strengths, and really becoming the peaceful warrior. So get ready to board the Viking Princess Warrior ship, because we are ready to sail. Thanks again for joining today. I am so excited to have you here in the Calling in Clarity world. And for those of you that are new here, this will not be a surprise. For those of you that are OGs, you can find me on Instagram at Meg Abundance Uprising. So thanks again for joining, and please reach out with any questions, any comments, any concerns. I cannot say how much I value each and every one of you.